this week on Kind of a Big Deal podcast, we have David Harding back. Oh, God. I gotta do this one again. On this week's episode of Kind of a Big Deal podcast 2.0. Hello and welcome to another episode of Kind of a Big Deal podcast. I am your host, Clay Phoenix, and I am joined here with my special guest host, David Harding.
What's up? Happy Halloween, everyone.
Yes, we are recording this on Halloween. Ooh, spooky. It'll come out on November 1st, which is Wednesday. But today is Halloween, my favorite holiday.
Yeah, spooky day.
Which is weird because I don't like horror stuff.
I don't either.
But I love Halloween. My reasoning for loving Halloween is that people can just be themselves. And you don't get judged for it on Halloween.
Or be somebody different.
Yeah. You can be...
whatever you want.
Anything. A pirate. A mermaid.
Butt pirate.
I'm already a butt pirate.
Fish, mermaid. You could be like my mother, my late mother.
And be a ghost?
She's a ghost. I dressed my mother up today.
For Halloween?
For Halloween. She's literally a ghost.
She's going to bitch slap him later.
She probably already has. Several times.
Yeah, several. And she probably enjoyed it, too.
Probably.
So, this week on the podcast, because, you know, we always got to put out an episode, but I just wanted to kick it off with how many people are listening to this train wreck of a show.
But it's all right.
I know. I'm over the moon. Like, people are sharing it.
With a silver spoon?
No.
And a cat?
Playing the fiddle. Yeah, we get it, but no. So we are up to 29 avid listeners. We have to get to 1,000. 29's a big number, though. That's a lot of listeners.
Yeah, but we can do it.
We can do it. We're going to go all the way to 1,000, and we're going to start doing some bonus content as well on Spotify only. So if you listen on Spotify or if you listen on any other platform and you want that bonus content, then you can join us on Spotify and get that bonus content. So there will be a bonus episode that will go up shortly on Spotify to kick that off.
Yay. Sweet.
Yeah. It's probably not going to be with David, though. So if you were looking for that, I'm so sorry for your luck.
Oh, darn.
It might be with him. Who knows?
Bonus episodes makes me want a hot dog real bad.
Of course you want a hot dog. When do you not want a hot dog? That's the question.
When my eyes are closed and I'm asleep.
You still dream about hot dogs?
Probably.
You probably do. That's why you run in your sleep. You're chasing the hot dogs.
Man, don't judge me.
So what do you think dogs dream of when they're running?
Away from their owners.
They're running away from their owners in their sleep?
They are. Because they know when they wake up in the morning that people are going to put clothes on them.
True. They're going to have to go to the vet.
Right.
They're going to have to get a bath.
Get their nuts cut off.
Yeah. Whew. The life of a dog.
I know, right?
I would not want my nuts cut off. I could say that much.
Nope.
That probably hurts.
Ugh. Yep. Bad enough, we gotta tuck it.
I know, right? Shove it all up in there.
Speaking of tucking, this weekend I did two shows.
Two shows. Two whole shows.
Two shows this weekend.
So what shows did you do this weekend?
So on Friday, October the 27th, this past Friday, was Allegheny Drag All-Stars, and it was held at the American Legion in Wind Bar, Pennsylvania. It's like a little over a three-hour drive, but it was a really awesome bingo. I was up there with Miss Shante and Remington Steele. Remington Steele is the king of current reigning king of Hagerstown Pride.
Yep.
And then I was up there with Davina and, Lord, I can't remember the other entertainer. Forgive me, but I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
But it was a really good time.
Sharon something.
Sharon.
Yeah, it was Sharon something. It was a really cute punny name.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah,
she
like
was really sweet, though.
Like Sharon My Taint or something.
Oh, I don't think it was that, but.
I know, but free drag name. Just came up with that one off the top of my head.
But it was a good night. Got to be on the mic for a little bit and call some bingo balls out. Most of the balls that came out were blue. A lot of blue balls.
Somebody.
Seriously, it was. Every time I turned away, I was like, there's another blue ball.
Somebody better take care of that.
Somebody. But yeah, after we got done the bingo, then I ran down to Hagerstown Lodge, hung out there for a little bit before coming back home and then getting ready for Sunday, which was Shaken and Bacon Halloween Edition Drag Show at Prohibition Hall in downtown Hagerstown. We had a lot of entertainers with us there. Araya Sparks, Madison St. James, Jayla Nicole, Onyx DePearl, myself, and Shirley Goodness.
Shirley Goodness. Oh, that's a cute name, too. Well, that Shirley is Goodness.
Yeah, Shirley Goodness and Mercy.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it was a good weekend. Busy weekend.
You got that coin.
Got some coin. Got some cabbage.
Some cabbage. We don't call it cabbage anymore.
Well, bitch, I'm old. I call it a cabbage.
Yeah, 70s babies. Calling it cabbage.
It's cabbage.
Do you still call weed dope?
No. Call it special brownies.
Special K.
Call it special brownies.
But, yeah, so that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And then, you went to the lodge's Halloween party.
Which was, like, off the chain. Like, it was crazy. It was super packed. Everybody around was dressed in costumes and everything else. And I felt out of place because I was not in a costume. But it was okay because I was dressed as David.
I know. The greatest costume of all
is my birthday suit. But I kept clothes on, so it wasn't quite my birthday suit. Because nobody went to see me in just a birthday suit.
I mean, I would.
Shut up.
But I digress. So my weekend was so riveting. Let me tell you all about it. I worked.
Yay. I mean, oh, I'm sorry.
I worked all weekend long. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Did you get any overtime?
Probably.
Not probably, either yes or no. If you didn't get overtime, then you need to go back.
I don't know. I didn't look at my time card.
Because I need to buy jewelry.
Oh, my God.
I like sparkly things.
Okay. Because diamonds are a girl's best friend.
So is an 8-pack of beef hot dogs.
8-pack of beef hot dogs.
The kind that plump up when you cook them.
Do not get me any bar-ass hot dogs, though. Those are gross.
And what's gross is when you boil a hot dog.
Yeah, I'm not boiling hot dogs.
If y'all got air fryers at home that can tumble, you know, like a rotisserie air fryer, put your hot dogs in there and, like, tumble them. Come out fire. Juicy, plump, beefy.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I used to eat hot dogs right out of the fridge.
I did that when I was a kid. My parents always told me to stop doing that because I'd get worms.
Did you get worms?
I mean, I found myself a couple times in the middle of the night rubbing my ass on the carpet. So maybe.
That was just because somebody was thinking about fucking it.
Ew, that's nasty.
That's why it was itching.
Stop it.
You said it, not me. That's a David quote, not mine.
Oh, anyway, oh, so guess what exciting happened today?
What?
Guess what exciting happened today?
What happened today?
I sold my house.
You sold your house?
I sold my house, finally.
That's...
It only took like four contracts. Four contracts, and finally it sold. I signed the papers and I said, here, bitch, here's your keys. Bye.
I fell asleep on the couch.
Yeah. You're used to sleeping on the couch, aren't you?
I have to work tonight.
You'll be all right.
I mean, at this point, I am used to sleeping on the couch. It's been a few times. Especially that couch.
Yeah.
Just, it was the other end.
Which is in the dump.
That's now in the trash. You threw away all my memories.
Threw it right in the ditch. Right in the trash. Couch went in the trash. The bed went in the trash.
Everything went in the trash.
Said, fuck it, chuck it. Just threw it out.
Except for me. I'm not in the trash.
Not yet.
But I am the trash. Ba-dum. But wah, wah, wah. So on Friday, November 17th, you will be competing for Miss Gay, or what is it, Miss Gay, or Hagerstown Queen of Pride?
So November 17th, I have decided to throw in an extra pageant and give a little bit of practice, and I'll be competing for Hagerstown Queen of Pride.
Yeah, that
November
one.
17th at the Lodge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I myself will be competing for King of Pride.
Oh, smack. Could it be possible that a couple could actually win King and Queen of Pride?
It could be possible.
That'd be pretty dope.
We'd have to see what happens. I think we could. Because, you know, I'm handsome and you're just fabulous.
And I'm cute.
You're not cute.
Oh, that's right. That's what you call Twinkies.
Yes.
Cute. Anyone under the age of what?
Anything under the age of 30 is called cute. I am a 30-year-old man. I'm 32 years old. I am no longer cute.
So you're cute?
I'm either ugly, handsome, or sexy.
So you're kind of in the middle because you're not at a daddy yet. Not a twink, so you're kind of like...
It would be a zaddy. A zaddy is in the middle.
No, you'd be like a fudge round.
A fudge round?
You're kind of in the middle. You have like Twinkie, and then you
oh
have
Oh my
like,
God.
So if you're like a twink, then you'd be like a Twinkie. And then if you're like a daddy, you'd be like a cup of coffee. So you're kind of like in between. You're like a fudge
a
round.
A cup of coffee? We should just use Hostess Snacks now to describe everybody in the gay community.
Yes.
Like a twink is a Twinkie.
We have bear claws.
And bear claws. And
bear claws.
Dingoes are daddies.
Or what about like you have the Christmas trees. Because they're all decorated, so those are drag queens.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
You're such a crazy Christmas tree.
What would be the leather community? What would they be called? Oh, they're licorice.
Licorice.
They're black licorice.
Black licorice. Why does it got to be black?
Because it's leather. I mean, leather comes in different colors, but.
I know. I got it. It was a joke. You jumped over that one, didn't you?
Yep. Just like the cow jumped over the moon.
Yeah, that. Why are we back to that?
I don't know. It's in my brain.
So you're just going to keep circling around to it the whole entire time?
Probably.
Every time somebody says the cow jumped over the moon, it reminds me of Rent. When Idina Menzel did her moo skit. You don't remember that?
I don't remember much.
Oh. Yeah, Idina Menzel and Rent did a skit where she was like protesting. They were protesting and she was speaking at a riot.
Oh, yeah, and they were in that, like, looked like they were, like, in a subway.
Yeah.
Cage.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't it, like, in a cage?
But it was like a almost like underground, like a tunnel.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she did that. And then she's like, and then you supple from, or you suckle from my sweet udders. Moo. Sorry. That's what I think of every time that somebody says that the cow jumped over the moon. Because that's a part of it. She's like, the cow jumped over the moon. Yeah. Sorry. Random thought. Side note.
Senior moment. Mine went blank. Okay. Yeah.
It's back. It rebooted. Please wait. Mind is loading.
Beep, beep.
But, yeah, so, and then in November, correct, you are doing Miss Gay Maryland America 2023.
Yes, November's a little bit of a calmer month, but we have, of course, King and Queen of Pride pageant for Hagerstown on November 17th, and then on November 19th, I will be doing Ghoulies Drag Brunch. It's 80s themed, so I'll be out in Rehoboth on the 19th. And then I believe, of course, we have Thanksgiving. And then the day after Thanksgiving, which is typically celebrated by everyone with Black Friday and going shopping, I believe is supposed to be the Miss Gay Maryland Review Show, which is supposed to be held at the Lodge. And then Miss Gay Maryland will be on November 25th.
Yeah. So much fun stuff coming up.
So we can potentially crown, we will be crowning a new Miss Gay Maryland America. And then the winner and the crowned winner and the first alternate will be on their way to Miss Gay America, which I believe is in Little Rock, Arkansas in January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's all the tea, hunty.
It is.
So just going to put it out into the universe. Nikki's going to take the crown.
We never know.
You got to
anybody's game.
You got to put it into the universe. You got to speak it into existence.
Yes, but it's anybody's game.
I know. I know, but I'm rooting for you.
I'm just super excited for her.
I'm rooting for them all. They've all put in a lot of work.
It takes a lot of work, a lot of hard work, yeah. Dedication. And a lot of money.
Yeah. And they've all put in a lot of work and a lot of money and a lot of time. And they,
between gowns and makeup and new hair and new shoes and coming up with talents and props and dancers that, you know, whatever an individual may have.
But I have a biased opinion. I'm Team Nikki all the way.
It's a lot of work, but it's also one thing to remember that is to have a good time.
Yep.
Have fun with it. Focus on your package and what you're doing. Don't be concerned with what someone else is doing because you can't change their package. You can't change what they're doing. You only need to worry about what you're doing.
Yeah, and what you have going on. And
if you have enough going on your own, you wouldn't have time to worry about what anyone else is doing anyway.
Yeah, and if you're watching, support everyone. Because you don't want to.
And no stank faces.
Yeah, no stank faces. Nobody shit themselves.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Never know.
Never trust a fart.
Nope.
But yeah, so that's a lot of fun, exciting stuff coming up. And then this weekend, I'm going outside.
You're just going outside?
Friday. Going outside. Outside means like going out on the town.
Yeah. Outside.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I'm not that old.
Okay.
Gosh. I mean, my AARP card hasn't arrived yet, so I'm not that old.
You can get that at any age now.
you?
Yeah. There is no age limit for AARP anymore.
What about the Mutual Omaha life insurance?
I
think it's for like older.
I think they have one for younger people because I used to have Mutual of Omaha when I worked at the aluminum plant.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. But they life insurances have like 50 plus plans and stuff. But
I want Amish life insurance.
They don't have life insurance.
Exactly. I want Amish life insurance.
So you don't want any life insurance?
Well, yeah.
You just want to have a woman that pops out 800 kids to carry on your family legacy?
Ew, no. Because they get flushed down the toilet.
Oh my God. He did not. He did not.
They either get swallowed or flushed.
And this is exactly why. This is exactly why we only have 29 listeners. I mean, we're up from our 5 listeners, so that's
you
good.
You needed somebody to do this with, so.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate it.
I mean, it could have been you and Susie Palmer and your 5 sisters.
Yeah, it could have been. Susie doesn't talk a lot, though.
It's okay. It's better when they don't.
I feel like I should be offended, but I'm not. Because it's so true.
They start to speak. Just be like, shh, no.
Shh. Remember.
Just keep going.
Sally and her 5 sisters.
Just keep going. Don't stop.
Yeah.
Don't speak.
Don't say nothing. But yes.
You're stupid.
So, I can't even go on. Like, what just happened?
I don't know.
This is exactly why people liked the last one. So,
we didn't do anything. We're just sitting here laughing and talking about hot dogs and, I don't know.
Hot dogs and... Well, I mean, there's always, it's a little stamp that AB brought him. It's a, it's the craziest thing too is like when you like just like randomly start talking, it's like so much different things come out of your mouth and you don't really have to like, really think about it. It just comes naturally after a couple of times of doing it. I mean, your first time you did pretty good, but you were also half asleep.
Was I half asleep?
Yeah.
I think we were both kind of half asleep.
Yeah, we were both tired. It was late at night. And
kind of coming down off my high anyway from like the medication I took last night.
Oh, yeah, true. Still slowly coming down.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody out there has ever tried gabapentin for, like, nerve issues, but, yeah, I'd rather eat a brownie.
Yeah.
It made me sick, nauseous, and really tired.
Yeah.
Not sure if I want to take it again.
Yeah, I mean, medicines have that effect on people. Everybody reacts to medicines differently. But, yeah, so, what was I going to say? Now I'm having a senior moment.
It happens quite often. You're a Pisces.
That's just a blonde moment.
You should dye your hair blonde.
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. I don't think I would look good blonde.
Blonde hair and blue eyes.
You think I would look good blonde?
Look at AB. She got blonde hair and blue eyes. Both of you are Pisces.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I would look good with blonde hair. Maybe it's just because I've always had this colored hair with my little gray patch.
Oh, yeah. Your little birthmark.
Yeah.
Like Storm.
Storm. Yeah.
Storm from X-Men.
But what's really weird is it didn't show up until I was like in my 20s. So like
that's when your balls dropped.
Yeah, I was a late bloomer. It took me a while.
Yeah.
I went from talking like this all the time to talking like this all the time when I was like 23 years old. It was a quick change too. And then I started getting gray hair. It was crazy.
You only have like one patch of gray hair, and it's from the thing.
No, if you look in my hair, there's other gray hairs.
I started getting gray when I was like 15.
Yeah. My biological mother is, she has a lot of gray hair, and she started getting it right around the same time I did. So, and she's now in her 40s, and it's mostly salt and pepper. So that's what I have to look forward to. I'm not going to lose my hair because, you know, balding is not something that runs in my family, but I will have gray hair.
It runs in mine. Eternal side. Hence why I'm starting to look like a potato.
Hence why it's starting to thin.
It's not starting. It has been.
I mean,
I cut the back and the sides of my hair literally every 2 weeks.
Bald heads can be sexy.
The top of my hair, I probably cut maybe, I trim it once a year because it just doesn't grow.
Yeah. You need one of those, like the ads on, the as seen on TV ads.
Like, well, for chia pet, just like slap on some seeds and like see if it grows.
No, not chia pet. not chia pet. It's the men's regrowth hair stuff.
Ew.
Do you want to regrow your hair? No. You can do it in 3 easy steps.
Yeah, you go into a doctor and they slice the fat part of your neck out and then they punch holes in it and shove the plugs back in the top. And in a couple months, your hair grows. Ew. Ain't nobody cutting off my hot dog.
What? Cutting off your hot dog. Where did that come from?
A pack of hot dogs that some people have in the back of their necks.
Oh.
I have a little hot dog back there.
Is that what you call that?
Yeah. Hot dog rolls.
I don't think I have fat rolls on the back of my neck. Oh, yeah. If I scrunch it down,
yeah,
I do have one.
If you scrunch it down, you can feel it. How many hot dogs you got back there? 3?
Three?
I got 2. 1, 2. I'm counting them right now. I can stick my finger in the middle of it.
I have 1 quarter pounder. I just have 1.
So if you have 1 quarter pounder, then I just call myself fat because I have like 2 hot dogs.
But you have 2 regular hot dogs. I have 1
quarter pounder. Ballpark.
I have 1 quarter pounder.
Stupid.
I've never heard that before in my entire life. Somebody call them hot dog rolls.
Speaking of hot dog rolls, especially on the back of the neck, when you're a hairstylist and you have somebody that comes in and they need to get their hair clippered, and when you have to like have them put their head down, like their chin touch their chest, mm-hmm. and then you still have to use 1 hand to spread their hot dogs apart so you can like get inside the Grand Canyon to clean out the hair, that's fun.
That's fun.
It's very interesting.
And this is
because if you don't have them stretch their neck out when you're doing a clipper cut,
yeah,
and just cut over it like normal, if they bend their head down, they're gonna have a rat tail.
Oh,
because they're stuck inside
the divot.
Yeah,
the crevice.
You know, like that meme when the lady's like, "I lost my dog," and she turns around and her dog's stuck in her back.
Memes. Wow. Yeah. Speaking of Halloween, since it is Halloween, I seen on Facebook they were doing this company Halloween party, and everybody dressed up as different memes.
That's funny.
It was pretty funny. Yeah, like the one where the girl and guy are walking holding hands, and the guy turns around to look at the pretty girl.
Yeah. At my company Halloween party later on tonight, everybody's dressing up as Ghost, or they're wearing their invisible cloaks from Harry Potter. Yeah. It's going to be a fun party.
We could dress up at work today.
What are you going to wear?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to wear anything.
Did you wear a pizza box?
No. I want to wear something because I love Halloween and it's fun that we get to dress up, but I have to wear my work.
I know what you need to do.
What?
You need to go down to Rofo and ask one of the employees if you can have one of their clucking chicken shirts.
And be a Rofo employee at Wawa?
Yes.
That would be screwed up. They would be like, wait, did I walk into the right store?
Which of those t-shirts that they have when Rofo does their, like, oh, Chickenpalooza.
Chickenpalooza.
Yeah, you need to get one of their Chickenpalooza shirts and wear it at Wawa when you go to work tonight.
I don't know if I want to give them my money. Their chicken's not that good.
I just go in there and be like, excuse me, can I get a free shirt?
Excuse me, can I get one of your hand-me-downs, please? I know you got some extras in the bag.
I think you would get fired for that.
What?
If you wear a Chickenpalooza shirt from Rofo when you work at Wawa.
Oh, no, they'd probably think it was hilarious.
Oh, and then you know what? Then you need to go to KFC and get a chicken box and wear that on your head. And you can just go to work as a chicken.
As a fat ass.
Chicken. Good work as a box of chicken.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with a box of chicken.
No. There's nothing wrong with a box of chicken, but...
I can go for a chicken box.
Yeah. That's probably the only box you'll ever eat. What?
No, it's not.
Was that mean?
No.
Oh.
I eat boxes of food all the time. Fruity Pebbles.
That's the way that you were going with that. That's not the way I was going with it. But I digress. There's children in the room.
There is.
AB's listening to us record.
I mean, is she really a child, though?
She's going to be 16, right?
All she's doing is playing on her phone anyway. Ain't paying attention to nothing.
Now she's paying attention. Mm-hmm. But the, I keep having things in my head and I keep losing them. I should just do this when I'm asleep because it just comes naturally.
Does it?
Yeah. It just comes out of my head. And I just say random stupid stuff.
Well, it's probably not coming out because you're sitting on your head.
I'm not tucked.
Talking about your ass. You're sitting on it.
My head is not in my ass. Get out of here.
Okay, bye.
You're such a loser. Listen. It's Wednesday.
Loser with a hot dog.
Oh, no, it's Tuesday. But tomorrow's Wednesday, so you better wear pink.
Why do I have to wear pink?
Because on Wednesdays, we wear pink.
We do?
Yeah.
My panties are pink.
You've never... You've never seen...
I have pink hair.
You've never seen... Mean Girls?
Yeah, probably.
It's like one of my favorite movies.
I don't remember.
And on Wednesdays, we wear pink. You can't sit here.
Bitch, I can sit wherever I want. Do you not know who I am?
The cool kids table. You can't sit here.
I am the cool kid. That's why I get to sit by myself.
I mean, that's true. Most people would just like to be by themselves. In their own thoughts. Listen to the music. You know what's really cool about being in high school these days?
What's that?
Is they have AirPods now.
Oh, they don't have Walkmans and headphones anymore?
No. So you put you could put your AirPods in and just noise cancel everybody out. I bet you kids walk around with their AirPods in all the time. AB's back there going, mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. I mean, I would do it. I was a loner when I was in high school. Well, I was a loner when I was in middle school. I came out of my shell when I was in high school. Like, I did, like, so much cool stuff. I was even in the fashion show.
Yeah, not me.
I was prom king. I did so much cool stuff. What are you looking?
Were you really?
Yeah, I was the prom king. I was prom king for my year. My runner-up was not a pig and a chicken. Thank you, Billy.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
At least you didn't get beat by them. I mean, could you imagine if you lost the prom king position to a chicken in a bag?
Yes. I would be devastated.
I'd be like, that clucking pork chop took my crown.
That was the year before. What? But no, so yeah, I don't know how I won, to be honest.
Me neither.
I mean, I put in for it to kind of be like funny. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'm going to run. And then I ran and I won. I used to have my crown and my sash and everything, but I threw it out.
I guess that meant a lot to you.
What?
To win.
I mean, I won.
Throw it out.
I always win.
Like, I keep everything.
I mean, I kept it for a
long time. Not everything, but.
I kept it for a long time, but when you get married and start putting your house together, there's things that you get rid of because you're like, oh, I'm never going to use this again.
But it's memories.
I know it's memories. And I have memories. My mom has all the newspaper clippings, believe me.
Yeah, I would have used them for dog pee pads.
You would, because you're an ass.
Well, you know.
I won, and you're just mad because I won.
I'm not mad because you won.
I won.
I didn't even go to that school. I was already out of school before you got it.
I know. You were out of school. You were not out of school when I was still that. I was born in 91. You graduated in 96. I was 5 years old when you graduated.
Yeah, so I wasn't in school anymore.
Yeah, I know that.
You were 5 years old when I graduated.
Yes.
So you were like still walking around in shitty diapers getting ready to go to kindergarten. And I was working at a nursing home wiping other people's asses and you're still shitting yours.
Yeah. It's not that bad.
That's all right. Just give it a couple years. You'll be wiping mine.
Ew. Can I put you in a home?
No.
God. Now I have to be a CNA.
Yeah. If you need paper or something, just go get the papers from your mom. Just put those underneath my butt and I can shit on those.
She clipped them out. It's not real newspapers anymore, you dork. But yeah, you're messed up.
Yeah, well, you know,
it happens.
Happens when you get old.
Yeah, and you have senior moments. You just shit yourself, like that video that I showed you of the guy that farted and. Oh no, caca!
And big old log just like filled up his pants.
Yeah, just and it went splat.
Disgusting.
Like it just splatted.
Why are we even now talking about poop?
Because you started it.
It is not Mr. Hankey's time to appear.
Wow,
Mr. Hankey, the Christmas poo.
I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of Mr. Hankey?
I'm
South Park.
I never watched South Park.
My God. So Mr. Hankey is a turd. And he comes out during Christmas.
Okay.
He wears a Santa hat. It's Mr. Hankey, the Christmas poo.
David, you're forgetting I was a sheltered child. I was not allowed to watch that stuff.
Wow.
What can I say? I was still a kid when you were watching South Park, remember?
What? I don't remember. I'm old. Senior moment.
Senior moment. Yeah, so I did not watch South Park. I've seen like 2 episodes of South Park. So I know the basic concept of it, but I don't watch it all the time.
It's all right. You're excused this time.
I'm excused from everything. I didn't watch a lot of stuff growing up.
Which explains a lot.
I was sheltered. I wasn't allowed to. I wasn't allowed to watch anything above a PG. Wow. Yeah. Even when I was 13, I still couldn't watch a PG-13 movie. I was sheltered. That's what's wrong with me. Probably. It is. It's not probably, it is. Don't shelter your children.
Nope.
PSA. But anyways, so anything else you would like to discuss?
I'm hungry.
I mean, I see you're kind of over it because you're scrolling on Facebook.
I am not over it. I'm hungry.
Well, then why are you scrolling on Facebook?
Because I was looking for topics. Something else to maybe like, oh, bring up.
Oh. Oh, I know what we can say. Rest in peace, Matthew Perry.
Oh, poor Matthew.
I still can't believe that he's gone.
I know.
And the cast has to be devastated.
They do. I mean, there's nothing like,
you know,
finding your friend in a bowl of boiling hot water.
Yeah. It's sad.
Makes me want a hot tub real bad.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
So I'm sorry. Lord, I apologize. Forgive me and the Star of the Pygmies in New Guinea. My bad.
What? Pygmies in New Guinea?
Yeah.
Okay. That's some Pope shit there or something.
Oh, no.
But yeah, that was sad when I read that.
Yeah, but you know.
But speaking of friends, have you watched the morning show yet?
Nope.
You have to watch it.
Why?
It is so good.
The morning show. The Friends morning show?
No. It's so I'm gonna mess it up.
Probably.
Drew Barrymore. Not Drew Barrymore. Fuck. What is her name?
I have no idea.
Can you Google it? Because I can't remember their names.
Google who?
Google The Morning Show. No, not that morning show. It's a television show that's on Apple TV. And it's got the two female leads in it. One of them is from, the one's from Sweet Home Alabama.
Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston.
And Reese Witherspoon.
And Reese Witherspoon.
And Steve Carell.
Steve Carell, yes. He was in the first two seasons.
Premiered on Apple TV on November 1st of 2019.
Yep, it's good. You should watch it. It's a good show. And they're in the third season right now.
Oh, okay.
So it's a good show.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy it.
Good.
And then I was watching the new season of American Horror Story before I came over to hang out. And it's called Delicate. And it's really good. It's twisted and turned and crazy. The first three episodes kind of seemed like it was like, it wasn't AHS, but it was because it was based off of a book. So they were trying to give you like the plot from the book, I think.
A book?
Yeah.
What are those?
And then it's this really old fangled thing that people used to use to read.
I know how to read, but I don't read books.
You don't read books. We know. Everyone knows.
Somebody's like,
oh,
did you see this? Did you read this book? You're going to see it. I'm like, is it in the movies? They're like, no. Well, then I'll never know.
Yeah.
If it's a book and it's a good book, if it's in the theater, then I'll go see it. I know how to read. I just don't like to read. It puts me to sleep.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm not a huge reader either, to be honest. But anyway, so it was set up for it was based off a book, so they set it up, and then the AHS-ness kicked off. And it's really good, though. It's got Emma Roberts this season as the leading lady. But yeah. Anything else you would like to talk on?
No.
All right. Oh, my Lanto.
Yeah, it's Halloween. We're a little batty.
So, keep on sharing. And
keep sharing.
Also, subscribe, follow, and all that good stuff. And we will see you next week on Kind of a Big Deal Podcast 2.0.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't know what I can see. I don't know what I can be. I don't know where I have gone today. All I know is now I have my friends all around.